Electronics and refrain from leaving and entering the room while we enjoy the performance. Thank you for attendance today, and please join me in welcoming BL Gray Jazz.
And good morning, BL Gray Jazz. This is Roland Sandoval from San Antonio. It's a great honor to be with you here at the South Texas Jazz Festival. Looks like you got a cool program lined up for us. Love the big band stands, and everybody looks like a pro on stage. Nice piano voicing. Yeah, a really cool way to start the performance. Yeah, really nice ensemble sounds here. Yeah, nice interaction between the rhythm section and the winds. Careful with your intonation here. This is the first kind of element of inconsistency heard. Just push all the way through. Make sure left to right you sound exactly like the person around you. And once again, nice release of tension here. Yeah, nice trumpet sound on the solo. Good tone. Good style. Nice. Love that you're doing that by memory. It's great. Good note selection. All right. Yeah, very tasty. Love it. Nice. Note selection. Voicings. Mature phrasing. Good for you. Cool chart, too. Presence from the chordal part of your rhythm section, so we could hear the piano and guitar a little bit more in the sound. Really, we just hear percussion and bass more so out here in the audience. At least you don't control all of that, but I think if you avoided middle C more on the piano and voiced out more toward the right side of the keyboard. Good short rock articulations. Nice and tight. That he's going for it in the improvisation side. Instead of the next step, I'd say is to yep, I like the fact they're using pentascales. It's a good starting point. I like her use of space. Yep, nice job on the repetition. Yeah, saxophones, this sounds good right here. Nice Barry sax work here. Yeah, way to go. Just be in tune on the top note trumpets. Yep, nice groove here. Careful saxophones on that. You have like a one. follow that note right there? It's got to be in tune. If you're scooping to it, you just kind of scoop to in tune. Exciting ending, really good groove from the drum set, and I like the mix of the cymbal work that's going on, the Barry sax and sax ensemble sound was really right on, and of course looks like the Barry sax player is about to be featured, which is perfection. Yep, nice. Good use of vibrato. Careful not to rush that. Ba-ba-dot. Better here. Yeah, pretty nice job on those upbeat set. Make sure you start and stop the note with the tongue, though. Every now and then, it sounds like, to me, it sounds like some of the students are going ut instead of dot or dit. So whether if it's a staccato, I prefer that. I encourage you to use D-I-T. If it's a housetop, use dot, D-O-T. And the housetop accent is the one that is emphasized. Think of staccato, the dot over a note, as just a compression without an accent. So dit. Da dit, da dit, da dit. See, we're getting a da it, da it. Okay, so it's something to think about. Yeah, nice work from the soloists. Thank you. Nice setup from the drums. Yeah, some great soloing. Yeah, love it. So confident. I appreciate, like as we said, the drummer is starting to learn how to set up the band. It's not just playing a groove. We're hearing right? We're hearing those kinds of fills in there that are helping the band kick where they're supposed to kick. I think probably one of the things that you think every group is hunting for is where can you whisper more, right? So, you know, like if we were to compare dynamics to talking. The group talks well and has intense moments well. We'd love for you to hunt for more of a... softer moves, like right here, this could, to me, can be softer. So even though it may be marked really big on the score, hunt for moments where you can create dynamic nuance. It's a really good groove going on. I think the biggest project I would love for you to just explore some dynamic nuance. Like, just build this up. And then release tension here. And then build it back up, right? So it's a constant, kind of like a great prize fighter. This is love the line direction here and the following of the contour and the shape of the lines. Yeah, so a lot of great moments for you. Really great jazz fundamentals for a young group, and what, you know, wonderful soloist, and I want you to continue to explore using penta scales to start with, and then you know, space, and you can also start by using when you're soloing and using the simplified, right? You're hunting for universal scales first of all, right? And you can create energy also by using even more dynamics. The whisper part of the dynamic, I think you talk fantastic and you are intense fantastic. And so I'd love to hear you whisper more. And I want you to think of that like a great prize fighter comes out. You know, a prize fighter doesn't come out swinging. He usually comes out and they jab, jab, punch, jab, jab, punch. Right? The whole idea is to knock out, right? And you're not gonna do that by coming out just like left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right. You're gonna come out and right, jab, jab, punch, punch, jab, jab, punch, punch. All right, that's what you're aiming for. Also musically, if that makes any sense, right? So look for moments where you can whisper and play real soft, and even though it's not in the music, it's not in the score. Create those moments and hunt for it. But boy, you have a lot to be proud of. It's really enjoyed your performance today, and the music fits the band well. So my best to you.